1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hi, welcome to the program. The first week of high school football in the books. We'll get another week in the books, and then we'll move on to college football. September 2nd.
That is right.
September 3rd. That's right. The Razors open against Illinois. And last night, the Razors conducted their final scrimmage, the organized scrimmage. They'll, of course, have scrimmage sessions during many of their practices. But this was the big one last night, complete with officials. And coming up, after we get you an update, Mitch Stewart will be along, and I'm going to get his thoughts on it. Didn't really start well. I'll be honest about that. My grandson and I, they're watching it. K.D. Humphreys got off to a bit of a slow start, which we'll talk about. But it isn't how you start, it's how you end. And by the end of the night, K.D. looked pretty good. A lot of positives to take out. There were negatives. Coach Stewart, I think his opening statement is the best. So recorded the interview a little earlier, as you probably have guessed. So I think it says everything about it. But it's just part of a football, coach. When you have things that do go bad, they drive you crazy. And then sometimes you just have to step back and look at everything in perspective and feel a little bit better about things. So we'll get to that in just a bit. Before we do, I thought, it was so close that the Racer soccer team was going to get their season started off with another win over an SEC team. Last year they knocked off an SEC club. This time they were up 2-0 at halftime, but I'm not sure what the pep talk was for Alabama at the half, but whatever it was worked, as they rolled the Racers 4-0 in the second half, and they escape Tuscaloosa with a 4-2 win, sending the Racers back home, hoping to even their record this week against Chattanooga in their 4 p.m. home opener. Harriet Withers was Harriet Withers. She scored both the Racer goals, those coming in the first half. But in the second half, Bama scored in the 50th and the 73rd minutes to even the score. They got one in the 80th and then another late one in the 83rd. And there you go, 4-2 the score. Let's check our high school scores. It's good to have both local high school teams come in off wins. After trailing at the half, Murray High staged a second-half comeback to beat West Green 17-12. This game played at Ray County High School in Evansville, Tennessee. Michael Parks' six-yard run late in the third quarter provided the Tigers' winning margin. But the win may have been costly for the Tigers. One of their leading MVP candidates, Andrew Pager, left the game in the third quarter with a leg injury. He didn't return. He did score a touchdown in the game, but his season kind of hangs in limbo until we get more information on the injury. I think Travis had the best thing. Probably check Twitter. There may be some info coming out today. If not, you can be certain that Travis will have it on his subsequent shows later on in the week on WNBS. Meanwhile, Friday night, Callaway County's Jacob Bella passed for a pair of touchdowns, ran for another. Callaway County defeated Ohio County 22-0 in the Lakers' season opener at Jack Rose Stadium. This one was Friday. Bella finished the game with 128 yards through the air, 11 of 13, an incredible completion rate, and also ran for 95 yards. So a dual threat. Wide receiver Jeremiah Malone caught 8 balls for 105 yards and a pair of touchdowns. The Lakers take their 1-0 record to Stewart Stadium to battle 1-0 Murray High in Friday night's 7 p.m. Crosstown Classic. At the moment, we believe we're going to be on with that at 5:30. I believe that'll be a 5:30 airtime, 90-minute pregame show. One football game played yesterday. By the way, that'll be on WNBS and Froggy. Just wanted to throw that in there. One game played yesterday, McCracken County and Tillman. Sure didn't play like a rivalry yesterday as McCracken County crushed Tillman 41-6. Other weekend scores, Hopkinsville beat Graves County 44-22. Ballard Memorial, a 47-13 winner over Hart County. Christian County defeated Caldwell 50-34. Mayfield doing Mayfield things, beating Fort Campbell 56-0. Russellville over Trigg County 41-0. Gleason 44, Fulton County nothing. Greenfield a 40-12 winner over Fulton City. Girls high school soccer Saturday, a split for Murray High. They beat East Jessamine. These are the girls. They beat East Jessamine 3-0, lost to West Jessamine 5-1. Callaway County volleyball team playing at the Apollo Summer Slam in Owensboro. Callaway lost to Owensboro 2-1, lost to Grayson County 2-0. And lost to Caldwell County 2-0, but the Lakers did beat Franklin Simpson 2-0 and McLean County 2-0. Mike Leake pitched 7 shutout innings and also singled in 2 runs as the Cardinals cruised to a 9-0 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Yesterday, home runs from Brandon Moss, Stephen Piscotty, Jed Jerko, and Jeremy Hazelbaker as the Cardinals roll, taking 2 of 3. They're off today. Back home tomorrow, they host the Mets in the first of a 3-game series. First pitch at 7:15 with airtime at 6:20, and we will have it for you on 1340 WNBS. Down on the farm, the Redbirds with a 4-1 win over Iowa. And the Tennessee Titans losing, dropping a 26-16 home decision to Carolina Saturday. Marcus Mariota, 9 of 10, 104 yards, touchdown and a pick. Tennessee hits the road to play the Raiders Saturday night in Oakland. All right, I'll take a break. When I come back, Mitch Stewart, Racer football coach, will get his thoughts on last night's scrimmage right after this.
Get ready for another thrilling season of Racer football with a Family Pack Special. Racer football season is fast approaching and season tickets are on sale. Available this month only, the Dunker Special Family 4-Pack provides 4 tickets and 4 popcorn vouchers for each of the 5 home football games this season for only $49. You heard right, $49. Stop by or call the MSU Ticket Office at 270-809-3000 for the Dunker Ticket Special Family 4-Pack, available only in August.
We are chatting with Murray State Head Football Coach Mitch Stewart. By the way, a week from tonight, our first Hey Coach show at the Big Apple Cafe. That means football's knocking on the door. Coach went out to see the scrimmage last night, watched from up in the press box. Kind of a tough start for Katie Humphreys, but, man, he redeemed himself and I thought really looked good toward the end of practice.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's somebody told me this, and I think it was my dad. He said, it's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems. And when we got done last night, I'm telling you, I was ready to run my truck off a cliff on the way home. And got in here this morning and took a look at it, and really, you're exactly right. You know, I think the first we had 2 picks. Katie had 2 interceptions in the first 4 plays, and some really, really bonehead plays by him, bonehead reads. But then we went into the red zone. We turned it around and started doing some red zone work. And I think he had 2 or 3 scores down there. So, you know, was very proud of him, the way that he rebounded, you know, from a really, really bad and really, really uncharacteristic start from him.
What did you see as far as the other backup quarterbacks? Do you have a solid number 2 at this point?
I do not. I've got, Houston Hartz is kind of the backup right now, but Cam Burse is a transfer from Arkansas State that we got in. And really and truly, he's made great strides. He's only been with us now. I think this is only like his 4th practice or something in camp. So the learning curve, I will say that he has picked it up very, very fast. You know, because there's a lot that goes into it, signals and procedures and cadence. And, you know, forget about the plays, forget about the X's and O's, just how we do things and how we get a play started. And I think that Cam has done a really good job coming in here and learning very quickly. You know, so kind of interested to see how that plays out, because, you know, at that quarterback spot, knock on wood, you're always just 1 turned ankle away. And so we've got to have a clear backup. And as a matter of fact, when you called this morning, that's what we were doing, is we were going through all of our personnels and we were at the quarterback spot. So that'll be a long conversation that we have this morning.
Check out your other skill positions. I saw Mark Dodson a little bit last night. I know he'd been nursing a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
Give me kind of what you saw out of your running backs.
I saw a lot of rustiness. I thought that the quarterbacks and the running backs, after watching the tape, I thought that both those 2 positions struggled very bad last night, just in some decision-making. I could tell that Dodson and DJ have not gotten a lot of reps. They just, you know, on a couple of runs, they're not pressing the hole the way they need to. They're not getting over there and keeping it play side. They tend to cut back too fast. And Coach Dawkins, he calls that fool's gold. They see the big hole and they want to take it now. And, you know, and then it closes up on them instead of pressing the runs. Was very, very mediocre in our pass protections. Just knowing where to go and how to do it when we got over there. So you could tell that, you know, you could tell that they have not been in practice for a while. It showed up last night. But, you know, it's good to get those reps. I think we got about 117 reps, and Dotson and DJ took a majority of those reps. So it's good that, you know, that they got that many reps. And then this morning they feel fine. They're not, you know, nothing sore. The hamstrings haven't tightened back up. So feel really comfortable about their health now.
Wide receivers, a lot of new names on the roster catching balls last night. Tell me about what you thought about that.
Well, you know, it's like you and I talked about way back in the signing day periods. You know, we've got a lot of new names. And I tell you, this is going to sound really weird, but never underestimate the power of catching balls. We are as athletically talented, I think, as I've been since I got here in 2010. I mean, we've got some big, fast, and strong receivers and some things like that, you know, that were way more talented than we have been in the past. But as you saw last night, we're still struggling to catch wide open balls. And I think that's what's made us so effective in years past is the Jeremy Harnesses and the Paul Rices and the Walter Powell, they just caught everything. They may have not been as explosive as some of these guys that we have on the team right now, but they just caught everything. And, you know, we're in a learning curve right there. And I think that's why you see KD make some of the decisions that he makes, because he's so antsy back there and he doesn't know where they're going to be yet. You know, they haven't figured that out as far as, man, he's always going to cut this route off at this point. He's always going to run this route this way. He doesn't have that timing down yet, and obviously that's something that we've got to expedite here pretty quickly because, you know, we're playing here in the next couple of days.
Offensive line, how did they grade out for you last night?
I thought the first five did very, very well. You know, that first five group that we put out there, I think they're as good as we've ever been because they're seeing an awful lot of stuff now. I mean, our defense they pressured us the whole night last night, and I thought we did a very good job, especially the first five. You know, the second group that we put in there struggled a little bit. They're still trying to get some cohesion. We got a guy, Jay Spraggs, that we moved down to center, and he's never played center in his life, so we had a couple of errant snaps. You know, and just hindered us from getting the play started. But I thought those first five offensive linemen, I thought they did very, very well.
Defensively, I was really impressed, especially in the early going overall defense. Coach Boone had them ready to play, Coach.
He always has them ready to play. That's one thing about those guys. There's one thing I was very discouraged about on our sideline on the whites was we didn't have a lot of juice, and the blue shirts had a lot of juice. And, you know, it's like I said, though, I told the kids, they were like, hey, man, let's get going, let's get up, you know. And I made the comment under my breath, man, it's kind of hard to get up right now. You've thrown two picks and four plays, and you know, so it was kind of easy for them to get a lot of juice early. But, you know, I think as much as he's pressuring right now, I think his kids love that. Because he's letting them just go eat, you know, because he's very young too, and he's trying to figure out what he does well and if he's going to be a pressure team, if he can withstand in man coverage, or is he going to be a zone team, you know, he's trying to figure that out as well. And so he's kind of bringing it at us, and his kids were having an awful lot of fun. But the biggest thing that I see over there is they're just playing fast. I think that they were playing a lot faster last night than we were offensively.
Back in that secondary, Zach Shipley, another really good game for you with a couple of picks, and they look pretty good at times.
Yeah, you know, he does. I tell you, man, I can't say enough about the worth that Shipley has on this team. You know, we've moved him everywhere. He's played running back. He's played wide out before for us. He's a holder on the field goal unit. He can play every special teams unit you have, and then all of a sudden he gets moved over to play defense, something that he's never done in his life. You know, and it's funny, I tease him all the time. When he was a wide receiver, he was a soft wide receiver. You'd watch him go out there and make blocks and stuff, and he was a little soft wide receiver. And now all of a sudden they put him in a blue shirt, and it's like a completely different personality. He's running down, he's hitting folks and hitting the receivers in the mouth and making tackles. And had an interception last night, a beautiful interception on the sideline last night. So, and then you got Toby back there, and obviously you got Sanford, you know, Black over there at corner, and really excited about Demontre Wade. You know, he started making some plays and showing up on film. So, you know, we're not overly deep back there, but the guys that we do have, we feel very comfortable with.
Linebackers in D-line, how did they come out last night?
I think the linebackers is probably where we've got the most depth at right now. So those guys are able to stay pretty fresh. I think that they got in some wrong gaps. Just watching it from an offensive standpoint, I think a couple of those blitzes, you know, they didn't hit the gap the way they wanted to and all that. But again, they flew around. They made tackles. They made tackles out in space a few times. And then defensive line wise, I saw a lot of the young guys get in there. And a couple of times I saw some of the young guys get in there with that first five offensive linemen. And a couple of snaps, you could tell that they were young and they're not where they need to be from a physicality standpoint and got thrown around a little bit. And in a couple of snaps, you can tell that they're young and probably don't know what they're doing. So they're just going a million miles an hour and they're blowing right by. We're going to meet at 11:30 and as a staff and kind of go over the roster and go over today's when we're going to make all of our, all of our depth chart decisions as far as who's going to be futures and red shirts and stuff like that. I'll get a chance to meet, sit down with the defense at 11:30 and go over that.
Final question, special teams. What do you think last night?
I thought, I tell you, that's where I'm the most encouraged right now. I thought did a wonderful job. I think we were 100% on field goals. Which I've always known that Connor Mitchell had the foot to do it, but he's been putting them through the uprights. He's had a great fall camp. Then you got Sappington. We did a couple of kickoffs last night, and Sappington, he's putting them exactly where we want him to, pinning them deep. He's got a big time foot. Yeah. And then obviously Stratton did a fine job for us punting. I think he pinned one inside the 10 on a pooch situation and got the ball up in the air on the other ones. So very, very encouraged and intrigued to see how the special teams keeps progressing.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time with me. We'll get back at it on Monday with, I guess, press conferences and the coaches show all ready for some Racer football.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it, Neil.
That is head coach Mitch Stewart.